Hello, everybody. Welcome to One Drink, a podcast where we talk about one topic for one drink. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Oliver.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Colin.
And today, we are talking about starting a podcast from pretty much scratch.
Yeah. From ground zero.
From ground zero. Oliver and I, we know a little bit about podcasting. Mm-hmm. We still make mistakes to this day.
Yeah. Just like last week. We had an audio issue last week in both of our shows.
Yeah.
We didn't have audio for both of our shows.
Oh.
Because our software had an update, and it reverted everything to default settings, which I didn't know that it did.
Yeah.
And so we didn't record audio for both of our shows last week.
Okay. All right.
And we don't have like a backup system that we record on, so we lost all of it.
So that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both unemployed, so we're starting with zero money. We're just going to be talking.
Well, we started this in literally 2 weeks into COVID, when the first like full shutdown happened in March.
Yeah.
That's when we started this show. So I mean,
And to start out, you really don't need much. Like,
yeah,
if you got like we were using our camera phone.
Yeah, we were using
it. Works.
Yeah,
really?
Our first season we did on a phone with that microphone. Like the microphone from the phone. We didn't have a laptop at all. He had an Oakland A's hat hanging up in the background.
Yeah.
He had a t-shirt from our buddy Alex that owns Gods and Gladiators. He's still a really big supporter of ours.
Nice.
And a couple other little random things. We had this tiny little table. It was like this big that Matt made out of his floor.
So the bigger table is how you determine if you've made it or not.
Right.
True.
Yeah. This table's got an outlet in it, dude.
This table is pretty.
This table's
you
got
guys
an
have made it as a podcast.
You should have seen the chairs that actually we started on those stools.
I know they're uncomfortable.
They're terrible. they're terrible.
I've sat for 4 minutes.
They're terrible.
My ass cheeks.
Yeah, honestly. So we upgraded and we got stools that had backs on them. And let me tell you, going from these to the ones with backs, oh my god, it was like
it's like you guys are royalty.
But then we got real chairs with armrests, dude.
No shit.
We had to get a shorter table though for the chair. Because we had like a tall table for the stools, but we had to get a shorter table to match.
These are first world problems,
right? Yeah.
You gotta get a smaller table, man. What the fuck? So what inspired you guys? Like, where did the idea stem from for you guys to start?
Quimby's.
Okay.
Quimby's. So I was at the bar, and this is when podcasts were getting really big. So I was just sitting at the bar drinking, of course, and I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. And he was bartending, and he kind of like heard it. And he turns around and is like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was like, for real? And I was like, I've been doing all this research. He's like, I'm in. So I was like, okay. And then just came. Our first show, obviously, is not, it's just,
oh. Well, you can see the progression.
Oh, yeah.
The show, like, grow or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Because we're on our eighth season. We do 10 episode seasons.
Yeah.
We're on our eighth season. We also do a history show. We've done a bunch of live shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a bunch of shows from my house, at the bar at my house.
Yeah.
Where we did a different spin on things. We've done some reaction videos. And we're, 120 episodes in total, like for all of our shows. So it's been a long journey.
Right.
So you watch the first one.
True.
Like,
oh, yeah. We go back and watch. And so.
Is it cringy?
When we. Yeah.
It's slow. It's really slow.
Yeah.
It's like,
and we're like staring at the camera.
Like, what do you want to talk about? I don't know.
So we started
to talk about something.
Well, the first one. So now the whole premise of our show is we pick a topic and that's what we talk about. We do everything from fetishes and phobias to crazy festivals to strange vacation episodes, you know, or strange vacation destinations from around the world to we did a show on world's craziest prisons. And so we just pick a topic sort of off the wall.
Yeah.
Nothing. We don't do anything mainstream. And so that's our thing. You know what I mean? We talk about everything else.
Right. Go ahead.
So our first show, though, we talked about this time where me and Matt pretended that the PGA Tour was in town. And I went out and bought golf clothes. And we went out, and he wore a suit and like pretended to be like my agent or manager. And so we went out. After the second round. We went out on that Friday night.
Yeah.
And I pretended to be a golfer. And we went to the Pittsburgh Pub, which is like the golfer's bar in Rochester. And we fooled everybody. Everybody thought I was on the freaking tour. People were buying us beers. We had some shrimp appetizer that somebody sent over.
So,
when I,
When shot a 300 bar today.
Right. When we walked in, the whole bar went like this.
Turned their heads
and
right
just
down.
Like looked right at us.
I'm gonna be super honest. It's because of the suit, though. That's what.
Dude,
sells.
He had a Bluetooth on and everything, dude.
100%. Did you have any kind of briefcase with you at all?
No, no briefcase.
No, but it was. Oh man, it was so good. But that was our first show, and we were like, all right, we can do a 15-minute show. We can do 15-20 minutes. Yeah. It was 12 minutes. Yeah. And now we can't get a show like under 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice.
It just doesn't work.
So the history thing, does that piggyback off of the main podcast? Like, is it under the same name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's still under One Drink Podcast.
Everything is under. So we put a history show out every Monday, and then we put our main show out Wednesday. Yeah, we're doing two shows a week.
So what kind of is the background of the history podcast?
We both just like interesting history facts, you know what I mean? And it's not like big things, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like weird random facts, you know, like the first or the longest running magazine is The American Angler. So like that,
shit
that
like that,
right?
But it's still cool. I mean, right?
Yeah, like the bouncy ball was invented in 1802 or whatever.
Right. Don't bring up the Holocaust.
Just weird stuff.
Don't say a word.
But yeah, so we just try to keep things just weird and different,
right?
As opposed to what's in the news, because if you want to watch the news or you want to know what's in the news,
right?
You're just gonna go watch the news.
So you know, as we've been talking about it, you know, specifically last night,
yep.
She was, I asked.
We actually are you gonna tell them how we started?
Oh, go ahead.
Thing?
You go ahead.
I am. You've been
how'd you guys start?
Time. No, how we started our idea.
We started today.
No, you dumbass.
Right.
Think about it.
What?
How we started the whole thing. How we started.
You guys are going to be like a sitcom podcast.
No, it's going to be me muting her microphone a lot. Like basically the entire show.
It's just, right, it's just an argument.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an idea, like, what you're going to go with?
Well, and that's what we talked about. And she was like, well, we'll just talk about whatever. And
no,
it's like, no, because any
thinking.
Podcast does that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we
have to have a niche, so... Our thing is this. So I came up with the idea that, you know, it's the ADHD podcast.
I thought you said we came up with the idea.
All right, we came up with it.
Okay.
I came up with it. But it's a decidedly hypothetical discussion. Because, you know, ADHD will bring you down rabbit holes if you haven't. It's something that we both actively deal with.
Right.
So I kind of wanted it to be like almost... like a conspiracy thing. Like, oh my God, 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like you talk about, like, how do you like your coffee? And then you end up talking about, you know, how JFK got killed.
Exactly, right. Just go
so the show never ends the way that it starts.
Right.
Yeah. So we started this idea because we were throwing a pink little squishy cat ball for 5 hours back and forth, back and forth. We couldn't drop it. Yeah. And so we started talking about stuff.
Thank you, coronavirus. So absurd.
And we had it for a couple hours. I mean, we were standing there and just throwing the ball back and forth. And then we had this random ghost sex conversation, right?
Oh my God. Alright, bring it up. Let's just ask it. Just ask it.
Alright, go for it.
All right. I randomly asked him this question. I don't know what made me think about it. But if a ghost was raping you, would you stop it?
A ghost?
Yes. So let me.
Depends on the ghost.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Depends on the ghost.
No. It gets weirder and even more lengthy. Yes. So here's the deal.
You can't see the ghost.
You don't know if it's a if it's a dude's butthole or a woman's vagina.
Well, if you're getting raped, though.
You can't touch.
All right.
You can't see. You just have to decide, am I going to...
I guess that's weirder for a guy. It'd be weirder for a guy, though.
That's right. Why
I said immediately, I will stop this weird invisible rape thing. And she was like, what are you talking about? So then we randomly started asking people. Everyone was kind of on the same page as
not
I was.
Really.
Like, let's... Except for Todd, who you know.
Shocker.
He was like... He was like, whatever, man, if I can't see it, I'll just go with it. And it's like, all right, so...
Well, you have to. Either way, it's not going to stop until it finishes, so I told you that.
No.
So you get up, it will stop, and then it'll start again. And start again.
I haven't consented to the rape. I have said no more. No more invisible... See, but this is why we got started with this podcast idea, because it's like... Why the fuck did you just ask me that question? And now I'm intrigued by it, so now I just need to ask other people, like, their opinions of it.
Yep.
And that's where, you know, that's the brainchild of...
Yeah. And it's... listen, there's podcasts for everything.
Yep.
And when you start yours, of course, in the beginning, you're going to be like, oh, you know, you might feel weird about it, but don't. Just go with it.
Yeah.
Don't feel weird.
People will like your show.
Don't feel weird, Kyle.
Yeah.
Do you feel weird?
Now that you ask me that, yes.
Because we talk about weird shit on our show, too.
Yeah. Right.
Because I want to make you feel unweird.
He's been weird his whole life. He's right. Never going to not be weird.
100%.
No, I know. That's the beauty of it. I said feel unweird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, are you going to do this in a room or, like, a living room or, you know, like...
I don't know, because I have a problem, like, sitting for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I already want to get up and, like, walk around.
Yeah, you do.
Talking, like, especially when I'm on the phone.
You
I can't ever sit.
Yeah.
And talk on the phone. I have to be moving.
Well,
so.
if you guys decide that you only want to do audio, or at least in the beginning you only want to do audio.
No, I don't think that's going to be a choice, because I would not pick that.
Well, I mean, just to get used to it, if you wanted to do that, you can always get a wireless mic.
We have.
So that could technically just walk around your kitchen and record it if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or at least get a microphone that had, you know, like a long cord that was connected to you, so you could at least... You know, pace back and forth,
right?
But then try to start to teach yourself how to stay in a smaller and smaller space. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You can pretend to do it in your kitchen,
or you could just get a tie table and just stand.
And stand, yeah, because then you can shift back and forth. You know what I mean? You can
We've already discussed this, though. We have yet to start the podcast. I can't get a good table until we're established.
Okay.
Boy, we
I want to start on like a milk crate.
We started out on a table that the top of it, well, it was just legs. The top of it was made from scrap pieces from his flooring. Was our first table. Yeah, you used to do that all the time, dude. One of us would lean too much and the table would go like this. We're like, whoa!
You spilled the drink, man. It's the whole show.
I know. Show's over now, literally. Yeah, I'll lean. But yeah, so, but I mean, the progression just comes, you know what I mean? Because you want to have, like, all these great ideas, you want to do this, you want to do this, you want to do this, you want to do this. You just got to marry yourself to one simple thing right from the get-go, and just stick with one thing to start, and focus on that. And then when you get that, introduce something else. And then when you get that, introduce something else. And then when you get that, introduce something else.
Don't overcomplicate.
Right, yeah, because that's what we did right from the get-go, and I think that's probably the best thing that we ever did with this show, is we picked a subject, and then we talked about it, and then we just did a show as best we could with what we had, and we were happy with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We can't pick a subject. That's the whole point of the ADHD thing, because we go off on tangents.
Well, you just got to pick one thing.
That's good content.
You start, you just got to pick one thing to start with, though. Just to get the conversation going, just pick one little thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to start with.
Yeah.
Because you got to be able to put something in the title for what the show is. You know what I mean? Or where it's possibly going to go.
Corey hates certain people.
Kyle, stop. You're trying to make me say it, and that's not fair.
But also, when you do get started, are you guys on social media?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's free.
Yeah.
So always pump your stuff on social media.
Right. Yeah, you did today. I saw you posted some shit about
it. And do it separate from your personal stuff. You know what I mean? Like, make a Facebook page for your podcast.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Because then you can share that onto your...
I'll do that.
Right.
Personal page, you know what I mean? But it's a separate thing from, because you want it to be separate from you.
Right,
you
it's weird self-promotion, and it doesn't seem as legit.
Right.
It's just my page. It's like, hey.
Right, it's like, hey, come listen to me talk.
Listen to stupid shit,
talk once a week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to listen to talk. Like, I always want to be, like, hidden, like, this is not me. Just listen anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, too, like, with audio, so we use Buzzsprout. So when you use Buzzsprout, it gets you to iHeart, Spotify.
You gotta teach us how all this.
Yeah. Definitely show you how to use it.
Your hand up for
let people talk.
But I am. Yeah. So that was one of our major differences. Like, we never did that in the first year, and then the second year we started going to iHeart because everyone started saying, "Oh, are you on iHeart?" And I was like, "No." Oh, you on Spotify?
Because our biggest thing in the beginning was we were pushing the video. You know what I mean? Because not a lot of podcasts have video attached to it as well. It's usually just audio. So we wanted to try to be different. That's why we started off, you know, with the videos from day one.
Yeah.
So we were just pushing on YouTube pretty much. But then we were like, why don't we just take the audio from these shows and just throw it out there as well? So, you know, we're on Spotify and iHeart and Apple, and we're on all major platforms now. So
because it's more personal for people, I think, as well. If they can see you.
Yeah.
They can connect, I think, on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Yep. See, you are, like, part of it, too. We want people to be able to call in, so we want to do it live, because we want people to call in.
Yeah.
And, like, that's part of our, like,
Yeah, we had like stupid like contest ideas, like we were gonna try to get people to go out and
do
certain things.
They work. Yep. They definitely work. So for us, we want to get people to call in, but we don't do it live. So you can do it live.
Yeah.
But what, through Facebook, or is there
programs? You can do Facebook Live, you can go Instagram. Live on YouTube, you can go live on Twitch, which you should stay tuned to that because we are soon to go live on Twitch.
You can go live on iHeartRadio too, can you?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Oh, okay.
What about, like, so I don't have TikTok because I'm a 36-year-old man.
Gotta get it.
Can you go live?
I'm a 43-year-old man.
Yes, you can go live.
All right, okay. If it works, it works.
But I pump our show, so, like, I take clips from our show.
And post them there.
Yeah.
Yep.
TikTok, I heard, is, yeah, TikTok, I think, is, like, the greatest promotional.
Yep.
TikTok is one of the better ways to be able to rise quickly or to get some quick attention. But then you have to sustain it throughout. Right. The rest, of the social media platforms.
Now, do you guys keep track of, like, your growth as far as viewers or followers?
Yeah.
Is there a trend? I mean, is it
trending? But we're also not married to it because we don't want to do this stuff. We want to make a show because we like the show.
Right.
We don't care if it does really well or if it does really bad. I mean, if it does well, great. If it doesn't, then it doesn't.
You're not for every listener.
We started the show because we wanted to do a show.
It's fun.
We have fun doing this show.
Right.
And we told each other from after the first show, the day one of us stops having fun doing this show, we're done.
It's a wrap.
You know what I mean? Or that person is out. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But if you start making it what other people want it to be, or trying to follow a trend, then you're going to find yourself doing shows that you don't really want to do.
Right.
You're just doing it so that you get some higher numbers.
Yeah.
I'd rather have 12 views and have fun doing it than have 1,200 views and hate it.
Like, I paint. I would never start painting per request.
Right.
Because then it does take the love out of it. Because then it's not about
takes
me
all
and
the
my passion.
Out of it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Because then you're, you're kind of focused and made to go a certain way.
Matt paints, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you guys should do a collab.
You paint, paintings?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I do acrylic pours and shit like that.
So, like,
there's paintings on the wall. You'll see.
I saw them, and actually, like, I literally saw them, and I was like, has Kyle been here? I was like,
So, and also another cool thing with podcasts is, so once you get going, then you start meeting people you would never meet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like, cross-promotion is huge. So if you see, now, I haven't met a lot of people in Rochester that do podcasts. I know there are people out there, but we've done, we went to a local cafe, and we went to
the bodega.
Bodega, like local stores.
Yeah.
Because we support anything local, that's our thing.
Sure.
So if you have a local business, we do shout outs at the end of our show.
Write that down, we're stealing that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's called,
we do shout outs. So we just support local businesses, and, when I hand the cards out, in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, they're going to watch it, they're going to be like, you guys suck. But now I just don't care because it's for fun.
Yep. It's for you or it's not.
It's,
you know what I mean? Who cares, really?
Yeah.
Because it is about the love of what you're doing.
And it is fun.
That's why I think it's vitally important that, you guys have a close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her since I was fucking 12 years old.
Right.
So it's like...
So you guys got
it's
plenty
fluid.
Of stories.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think I can do it, with... with someone I met 2 months ago.
Having that chemistry with your co-host is huge. And people think all the time, I mean, Matt and I have been friends for, 10 years or so?
Yeah.
About 10 years?
Yep.
But we've never been, super tight. We've gone out and hung out a lot of the times when we were together. It was at Quimby's, what I mean? Just like us. But people get us mistaken all the time. They think that we hang out all the time. We're best buds. You know what I mean?
Well, because I think that's the stigma, right? You guys do a podcast together. You live in the same house or whatever.
But, we do a conference call every Tuesday where we pick a subject that we're going to do for the week.
Nice.
We go over it for half an hour or so and figure out what we're going to do. And then we meet up on Saturdays. We go over our notes a little bit. And then we just do the show.
Right.
And we don't do extra takes. If one of us screwed up or something like that, we just keep it going.
Yeah.
So we don't chop it and edit it out and do all this and make it look like it
wasn't.
Because that's
fake,
you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
You're not little princesses going out.
No.
Right.
You're
a little prince.
I know.
It's true.
I'm going to wear it.
I need a retake.
Right.
Retake.
Yeah, makeup.
You need a wand. My daughter's got a little princess wand that she doesn't play with me. I'll get it for you.
No.
It's all bedazzled and it's got a star.
I'll
right?
My daughter's going to use it to fight each other. Like a fucking gladiator.
Right. Right. A little flower in his hair.
You know, the one thing that I worry about is I can't plan things.
Mm-hmm. That's a part of the ADHD part of things.
I know. You keep saying that. But
does it make sense?
So I almost want to not have anything that, like, all right, well, this is the topic. I kind of want to start the show and be like, what's up, idiot?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then just go from there. You gotta have some kind of like outline of something to talk about if you like if all else fails. Like,
I would say at least something to start. At least just one little thing to start with. Like even if you find a quote from something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I read this thing today, it said that or a statistic.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you just Google crazy statistics,
right.
You know what I mean?
At least
like
it's
one in every 12 dolphins will slap a human in the face while swimming. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so if you start with something like that,
right.
That could literally go anywhere. 100%. You know what I mean?
Which then, it would.
Yeah.
And it never stops.
Yeah.
Right. It
yeah.
just keeps going and then going. And then you're like,
oh,
we got to stop. Or the battery ran out.
Right.
Or,
yeah. Yeah. And then the title for that show would be Dolphin Slaps Human.
Right.
Because right.
it's always misleading.
But that's it's clickbait. It's clickbait.
Because by
though.
The end of it, it's like I hate Starbucks. But the first right. topic was like fucking dolphins.
Yeah,
they're like aggressiveness.
Yeah. Because I mean, you could you don't have to have a title. You could just do it. You know, ADH podcast part one or
right.
episode one.
Right.
But you know,
titles
you
are catchy.
You never know what kind of audience that's going to catch though, because you might think that it's like a some sort of support or informational group about people that have ADHD. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not talking about
part one.
About people getting
slapped. If I saw part one, I'd be like, who are these doctors?
Right.
They're going to talk about fucking ADHD and the side effects. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
You're fucking sued by like mad people.
I'll go watch porn. I don't know. Whatever.
So, maybe, like I said, maybe if you just pick one funny one little sentence, you know what I mean? Because that, and that's all the prep you got to do, you know what I mean? And even you could prep that much.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I could at least do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like setting the bar high. That's all I'm gonna be responsible for. I will bring up the sentence, and then we'll just start.
Yeah.
You have to be responsible for everything else that goes on.
There you go.
Probably better anyway.
Thank God I got out of that one. All right.
But yeah, but you'll see your progression start to grow.
Oh,
the
yeah.
stuff that you learn every single week, you know what I mean? And,
right.
and you know, the best thing is wanting to be better, you know what I mean? And figuring out how to make your show better. Because, you know, when we started, we started with a phone. And you know,
right.
that's Oakland A's hat behind us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
then we put an old TV behind us. You know what I mean? And we were like, oh cool, we'll put our logo up on the TV. But then there was a wicked reflection off of that TV and it was terrible.
It was the worst.
And then, you know, then we were like, oh, he got this editing software on his phone, which was a free app. So then he was editing like that.
Yeah,
and then he got a free one like for the computer, so he bought his laptop that he's currently using, and he was like, oh, I'm going to do some video editing, I'm going to go buy a laptop.
Right.
So he bought the laptop, but then the laptop wasn't strong enough to run video editing software, which takes a lot of processing power in a computer to
gigabytes or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you can't just get like a $300 laptop or a $400 laptop and then...
All right,
so then he had a computer built for him by your cousin. So
we're out.
No. But again,
no,
we're talking. But we're doing huge. He does huge editing for these videos with the green screen stuff and all this. You know, all this different stuff that he does. So we needed it, and then you know we got a couple more lights, and then we got a couple more lights, and then we got a couple more lights, and then we started using my GoPro after the phone, and then we bought a better GoPro, and then he bought this DSLR camera. And then I bought this laptop, and then we started doing it. So, like, it just...
It's
but when we started our green screen, though, he went to the dollar store and bought two $1 green tablecloths. Different color greens. One was a light green, and one was a dark green, because they didn't have two of the same color.
Neither of them worked.
And we had about 12 thumbtacks that were holding up.
Yes.
And we did a little test video, and we thought we were the shit.
Yeah.
Like, we thought...
We got green screen!
We were like, yo, we got a green screen!
We can do anything we want!
Put fire up there! Put fire up there!
But it was like, it was all pixelated because it was, because, you know, half was light green and this half was like dark green. Yeah. And then we put another one like behind it. It was, oh God, it was so trashy. But we did that for almost a full season. Yeah. We had that freaking,
right.
These freaking tablecloths handed back there. And then I was like, dude, and we started like looking up like the, like real green screens. And we were like, maybe we'll get, you know, one of those drop down ones. Right. And then I was like, we looked it up and we were like, why don't we just paint it? And I was like, well, I'm fucking, well, I am a painter.
Right.
So, right. Why don't we just paint it? That was, he was like, oh my, I was like, I'm going to call my rep at Sherwin Williams right now and get a gallon of this paint.
Yo, hey.
Yeah,
Luke. Luke. Give me that shit.
I said, you got green screen green? He was like, yeah. Just ask for chroma key green. I was like, Matt, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I got a gallon for $30. He was like, what? So I got on my painting shit. We made it real quick and
yeah.
Good shit.
I haven't stopped since.
So for sure, you guys could definitely do it with either a camera phone or a GoPro, or and start there. And then once you get the hang of that, it slowly goes into, you know, then you'll figure out everything.
The intricacies of little things.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, technically, if you wanted to just do a live show, if you wanted to start off just doing like live stuff like on Twitch, you could, if you had a laptop, a microphone, you could stream to Twitch from a laptop and a microphone.
Right.
Because you get OBS Studio, which is the software that we use, which is free.
Right.
And it's super easy to use. I can show you how to use it. And then you literally just hit this button right here. It says start streaming. And you immediately go live.
See, my whole thing is
Twitch or YouTube or Facebook or whatever.
Does it if do it on all of them?
Mm-hmm. You can do multiple too, yeah.
If we started live, you know, when we first start out, we have no listeners. So I just don't think that would be a wise idea.
I think it is, because we have to be consistent. Like I said, be consistent.
Going live is just...
No one's going to know.
It's going a different live, beast. Going people live is a different beast. I would do some shows, like just audio first.
Yes.
So before you go live. Just so you get into the practice of, like, doing a show. Right. You know what I mean? And just get used to... Because, you know, you guys can obviously sit and have a random conversation with each other for a while.
Right.
But you have to put some limits and some bounds on it. You know 100%. What I mean? You have to make it 30 minutes or 40 minutes or, you know what
like
I mean?
Call nobody's in now. Where nobody's going to listen. Call
it? Nobody's going to listen to a 5.5 hour podcast. They're about just not.
Yeah,
you know
100%.
No, we'll
right.
lose like less than an hour at the most. Most.
Yeah.
So we had talked about earlier, I think earlier today or yesterday, I brought up Rollers Morning Glory. It's a show that I've listened to. Right. I've listened to it forever.
I love it.
Yep.
You know, and to get
we
to
took,
that
we
point.
We took them to the strip club once.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All Jeffrey of them. The whole Peter. Crew. Yeah.
Jeffrey. So they came into Sticky Lips when I was managing, and, you know, I comped their bill for them, and Jeffrey went to shake my hand. I was like, no, fucking no. I'm not. Like, don't touch me, you dirty scumbag. Like, you're so gross.
Oh, that's great.
Well, because he's a very... You don't know about this person, but he's
a unique individual.
He's like a whole human butthole. He's just really gross.
Yes.
He's a really gross person.
Do you remember Rob?
Yeah.
That used to be on the show?
Yeah.
I got his number. I still have his number, yeah. From when we, because we met him at Oxford's,
and then we went to the cat.
And then we ended up taking him to the Classy Cat. We took all of them down there, dude. Every single one of them, we got down to the Classy Cat.
See, but that's kind of, you know, to me, that's like the pinnacle. Because essentially, to me, that it is basically a podcast. It's a bunch of people fucking talking.
Yeah,
you know, I understand it's a radio show. It's syndicated, but it might as well be a successful podcast.
Yeah.
And so I think the same way you do. So I watch his show. Obviously, I get ideas from his show.
Right.
That's where you want to be. But to have people call in, so for something like that, if you were going to tape the show, you know, you have a separate phone or a separate phone line specifically just for that, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then let people know, we're filming from so-and-so, call in.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, like, you know, there's an app called WhatsApp?
Yeah.
And it, like, allows you to make a new phone number,
mm-hmm.
right? So...
Does it?
Yeah. I believe so, unless
there's
I just
lot,
made
there's
that up.
There's a lot of apps that allow you to make new phone numbers.
So, so I could do that though, right?
Yep.
I mean, I could
run
could
it
that
call.
Way.
You could do Zoom calls too. You know what I mean? And just
right.
record
well,
the
I just
audio
don't want. I don't
way.
Want it to be my specific phone number that I'm like.
Right.
I call this because then I.
Right.
Know.
So I'm gonna try that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's WhatsApp. Yeah.
I have to look into that.
When I was on the other podcast or whatever, I handed out a bunch of cards and I wrote shit on the back of them and then like told them to call in and I got the smoke shop and I got Coach and I got like a couple other places to like sponsor it they would like give them free drinks or whatever if they called in. Turns out that Coach ended up kicking everyone out because they got in like some fucking bullshit happened and then our podcast went down. Like all of a sudden someone said, something, I'm not going to repeat it.
There you go.
Yeah.
We know. We all know what it was going to be.
But as soon as he said it, everything turned off, and it wouldn't turn back on for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
So like we were just like sitting there staring at the computers and everything. But I don't know if that was just a coincidence or not. But
yeah, all in all, and you know, even if you guys wanted to come back here at some point, and you two, you could film here like an intro to like your podcast or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I could edit it up for you, and then send it to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And then, I only giggle because in the car ride over here, she was telling me about this like dude that she's been
talking
to.
Shut up! No one needs to know my
business. No. We're gonna tell this story. So she's telling this guy, you know, about her friendship with me, and he's like, he's a real guy with a real penis.
You didn't say that,
and
Kyle. You guys are friends.
So the intro to our show is going to be like, he's a real boy and he's got a real penis, but then nothing rhymes with penis. So I was like, all right, fuck. That's not a good intro to start with.
I said it grows bigger every time we lie.
Yes. I got a giant kid. That'll be our table.
Right.
For our podcast.
That'd be perfect.
But yeah, and like I said, cross
you
promotion.
You can outload all you want, man. Yeah. I don't give a shit. This thing stands the cross the time. This cock. So stupid.
This cock.
Got your table made out of hardwood.
Call it now.
Right. Cricket.
Shout out to WhatsApp. Right.
Cricket.
No one's calling in.
No one's calling.
Except Ree, who's my baby's mother.
Oh my God.
Like, fuck you.
No, she's like getting like...
No, don't go.
That's funny.
So
she's gonna be some voice recorder and like change. Her
I always
voice
liked her better
and
than
then...
you.
I know.
Oh, well, don't.
I always liked her better than you. Ree's great, but also
not a great person.
So Corey sometimes will in the morning come to my house and will bring my daughters to school.
I'm
right?
A nice fucking person.
So she shows up on Tuesday morning. Okay.
Oh my God.
Shows up. Awful. She pulls up. I come outside with my girls. They're all
faces,
ready to go.
All their faces were looking at me like, what the fuck is going on?
Listen, in bright orange is the word pig, and in dark green is the word cunt.
On
someone spray painted.
Oh, damn.
Pig cunt.
I think it was Ray.
On the passenger side. So this whole morning that she's driving from her house to mine. She's like, why are people honking at me?
You didn't know it was there.
No.
Oh.
She didn't know it was there. And the worst part is there's a whole bunch of orange on the passenger window. She's like, what do you think that I look out my passenger window? She didn't notice the orange spray paint.
It was a tiny little bit, Kyle.
It was enough that you should see it. No. It was like this much.
Why should I see it?
Wow.
Because you should
That's
be
so
looking.
Funny.
That's
but no, so anyway.
I didn't want that to happen to me.
No,
well, but I got it off.
It's Ree. Ree did it. Rhiannon did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
shout out to Ree.
She's going to be like, I didn't do it.
No, Ree,
don't call in.
Remember, I said I liked you, so don't be spray painting my car.
I do as well. Don't listen to anyone else but me. Talk to me. Look at me right now.
And Matt likes you too, because he doesn't want his jeans.
Ree, you won. She is a pig cunt. You're right, okay?
Ree, so there.
No more. Don't show up at her house late at night. So, yeah, there's that story.
I like it.
Cool.
I like it. So, when are you guys, do you guys have like a timetable for when like you're trying, or you have like a goal, like a date where you're, you know what I mean?
Really, it's not established at all. I don't even know if after this it's going to be a real thing.
No, it's going to be a real thing.
It's going to be a real thing.
Well, hopefully this gives you the kick, you know what I mean? Because
I want to do this.
Like, show. And,
yeah.
You know?
Like, I want to be able to just not bullshit around. I don't want to take away from what you guys do by saying
that's
bullshit around, but... Yeah. To me, that's how I consider what I want to do is bullshit around.
Well, it's funny because if you go back on any one of our shows, because granted, we pick like an actual subject to talk about,
right.
But most of the time, we go off on these tangents,
you
know what I mean? And then we're way in left field, and then it's like, what were we just talking about?
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Rochester used to be farms. I got it.
Right.
You know?
But also, I tell people, too, at the same time, I was never a camera guy. Not that I want to be in front of a camera now.
Yeah.
But I'm more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And also, like, talking like this, it's somewhat almost therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As weird as that may sound.
Yeah, well, no, you get to get your thoughts out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, no matter what you're thinking, you get it out there, and either people are going to agree, disagree,
yeah,
relate, not relate, turn the channel or turn you off. You know, it yeah. doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the whole idea of people being able to call in was enticing to me, because it's like, I want people to call in.
I do, too.
Argue with like what I said.
He loves to debate. That's like his.
Like 9/11 was an inside job. Like, you can't yell at me. I know. I use that as an example.
So I'm looking to do. I've been wanting for people to call in as well. I didn't know about this WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's more than just that one. There's like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But I think that's the most like notorious. Like it's
yeah.
the most well known.
Yeah. But. So, yeah, hopefully this inspires you a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
I mean,
you guys can come back anytime, obviously. Any guest that comes on can always come back.
Absolutely, yeah. Whenever you guys are ready to come back and do a show,
whenever.
More than welcome.
Now, you do the show every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How often are you having guests on the show?
So, recently, in the beginning, no one wanted to come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't get people on the show, but then everybody wants to be on the show, but nobody wants to come on the show.
Right.
So like you know what I mean?
The
like,
idea behind
oh,
it.
Oh, sweet. Because what we'll say to people is.
Then it's like gone.
We'll say, you know, people will be like, oh man, can I come on the show? We'll be like, yeah, pick a topic.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be like.
And then Saturday it's like,
oh yeah, yeah, all right, cool. And then we'll just never hear back from them ever again. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, see you later.
I called her 12 times today. I was like, get over here, let's go. Like, make sure you're here. Don't flake out.
I don't flake out ever. You would even call me and then put me in that category of things, flaking out.
Well, no, not to say that you would do that, but I was nervous because I wanted to do this. And I'm like, she's going to fucking fall asleep. She's arguing with the guy who knows that I have a real penis now. Like, she's been kidnapped.
Totally made that up.
I made it up?
Yes, I
made that up.
He said you had a real penis.
What did he say exactly then? What did he say?
Said you have a friend that's a guy.
We're definitely gonna have to listen to their show for you.
That has a penis.
No,
he's got a penis.
No, that you don't fuck. Jesus Christ.
Implying there's a penis there. It's a lie.
No,
it's a lying cock. It's a liar.
And it grows.
Whatever. Shout out to Jeremiah's. Go get that baked mac and cheese.
On Jefferson Road.
On Jefferson Road.
Yes. Yes. Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Ask for what's his name?
Hector's fucking tell you.
Hector.
Obviously, after all the crap you've already.
Watch, it's probably not even his real name. Anybody
it's definitely not his real name.
I go there all the time.
he knows him.
You know him?
Yeah. I don't know him, but I'm sure I've seen him.
They all have real penises. So he doesn't like any of these people.
But yeah, so also when you start doing your podcast, you can start going out in public and, you know, get your name out there. You can go to, like, festivals and just hand out cards. But social media is huge. So if you start that, just pump everything on social media because it's free and you don't got to pay for it.
Right. Now, when I was asking before, like, you know, the trend and we got on the conversation about it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Have you found that going out into the public, handing out, you know, business cards, is that as influential, if you will,
like word
than
of mouth,
social
right?
media.
So a little bit, a little bit. So we had cards made up. I don't get to go out as much to hand out cards, but when I do go out, I definitely hand
it's been tough too because we started it like week two of COVID.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
you can't exactly fucking go
in the
out.
Beginning, right? Yeah, in the beginning, I mean, people were like freaking out because you know we were telling them that we were going to do this podcast, and they were like, "Are you going to do it like on Zoom?" And I'm like, no, I'm going over to Matt's house. And they're like, oh my God, what?
Yeah.
And I was like,
settle down.
We're okay.
Chill.
Yeah.
This table's
you know
6
what I mean?
Feet.
Like,
okay.
Like, no, it used to be like,
we've made.
No. That's when we had the small table.
Oh,
we were right
shit.
Next to each other.
So you guys are breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking
man.
The law on video?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's prison time.
Yeah. I know. Felons from the jump.
My midget cage? Like, that's fun.
Felons from the jump. But, so, it was nice, though, because at the restaurant, I passed out those cards all the time.
Right.
People come to you, like, oh, you know, how you been doing, how you been doing during COVID, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I started a podcast. Check it out. I know you ain't got shit to do. Or you. Here you go. Watch it.
And she was asking me last night, like, you know, do you think they're well known? And I didn't, you know, it's nothing against you. Like, I didn't know who it was that he was doing the podcast with.
But right.
I was telling her, like, knowing you were the general manager of a bar.
Yeah.
Like, that's also huge. I mean, that's huge exposure.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that has to have led to at least the beginning stages of your listening audience.
Easily.
And, you know, like,
it starts with friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
For sure. Support. It starts with your inner circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your mom and dad. And now they're going to be like, oh, you guys are the best. You guys are the best.
No.
And then, you know, it's just going to slowly.
Yeah.
Right. And it'll branch its way. Yeah.
And you know, we're not huge by any means. You know what I mean? But we've seen steady, consistent growth. You know what I mean? Granted, it may be slow, but it's know what I mean. We see growth. Like it's I said, you know, we started off our Facebook page, the One Drink Podcast Facebook page, and you know, it's obviously it started with zero. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think we're up to 650 or 700 followers on our Facebook page.
See, I would say it's a testament to your growth that you guys haven't really changed up your format.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
it's
been successful. So why, you know, why
this is the thing.
It's not broken.
Yeah. So what they also say is what's huge is like people will do 10 podcasts and they're like, I don't have a million views. This sucks.
Right. Fuck this.
Right. I'm quitting.
This work at Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah. So it's just like, you just got to be consistent. No matter, like, if you post once a week or if you put your show out every 2 weeks, whatever it is when you put it out.
Yeah, whatever schedule
make it a
you
consistent
start with,
thing.
Keep it.
I guess that's...
promoting it does make a difference. It has to make a difference.
Oh, yeah. The more you can push it, the better, you know?
I guess that's also the question, too, is why did you guys decide on one time a week?
Because it was COVID and we didn't have shit else to do.
Yeah, but why not
literally.
Why not more? Why not twice?
Well, I mean, we still, you know... I mean, my daughter was less than a year old when we started this thing, too.
No.
So, you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Like,
yeah,
there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know 100%. What I mean? And he was still working because he was still, you know...
Yeah,
essential.
You were essential, right?
You know,
he was kind of a shitty human. You were essential.
He had a daughter, so
right?
You ever try to run a restaurant during a pandemic?
No,
that shit is stressful, bro.
I would never even.
Yeah,
I actually miss that life, except for the fact that going home at 4 a.m. and having
you
to
just
wake
miss
up
the
at
cash.
5 a.m. There are other things that I miss.
I miss the cash. That's what I miss is the cash.
Right. But no, you know. Going home at 4 a.m. and waking up at 5 a.m. to my, you know, two 11-month-old apart daughters.
Right.
And, like, every day of my life for years, even now, is, like, waking up at 5 a.m. because one of them screaming at me that, like, dang, she looked at me. And it's like, oh, my God. Like,
I just woke
up. I'll stab my own eyes. Like, I'll fucking end my own shit. Just, can I? Every day of my life.
I just
with, like,
21
am I having a stroke? Am I gonna stroke out?
He's got me as a friend.
I don't even get to eat it like a Nutri-Grain bar before like panic has set in. I'm sweaty. I'm unhealthy.
So yeah, we put out two shows a week, which is a lot, I think, for just any normal.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Podcast.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like
okay.
Even putting one show out a week is still good as long as you stay consistent.
Yeah.
Wait. So shameless self-promotion. How do I hear the history? Podcast. I'm interested
YouTube.
In that.
YouTube.
Yep.
One Drink Podcast.
One Drink Podcast.
Perfect.
Is that how you like would see this? Because people have asked me how.
Yep.
I'm
yep. That's
how
exactly how you
stuff.
Watch this
YouTube.
One too is on our YouTube page. But you can also listen to this one on all this show
Spotify,
Spotify, iHeart. Yeah. So on
and the history shows.
So on Wednesday it gets uploaded to everything.
All right. Here's another
it's
question.
Not uploaded today.
No. We
upload
on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So how do you? You don't have to pay money to put yourself on iHeart?
Yes, you do. So
you do.
It's $20 a month.
Yeah.
Which
We're
is not,
not
bad.
Yeah.
Which is super
I mean, but
cheap.
That puts you on... That's on all of them, though. So you
no.
pay... You pay...
Buzzsprout.
Buzzsprout. And they... So you upload your stuff to Buzzsprout, and then Buzzsprout filters it out to all of the major platforms.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're paying for that membership, and they're... That's
no, because when you upload it to Buzzsprout,
okay.
it
there's a middleman
to your page on all
because
the other...
Because to be on iHeart
platforms.
Means,
yeah.
you know, somebody in California could listen to you.
No, it's $20 a month.
Anywhere.
For Buzzsprout.
See, that to
yeah.
me is... Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy great exposure.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And what's crazy, too, is so... When you get uploaded to iHeart, yeah, we're a small podcast in Rochester, but we're going against Rover's Morning Glory.
Right.
Kevin Hart.
Right.
Joe all
Rogan.
The celebrities.
Right.
Joe
yeah.
Rogan. So it's like, for someone to scroll across us, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, we're competing with all these people that have millions
yeah.
of followers.
Right.
But we'll get there.
The name again of your podcast?
One Drink Podcast.
I'll give you a card.
All right, go ahead. Cards.
So yeah, we got cards.
I think that ADHD was very smart. It was very smart marketing because it's an A.
Yep.
You know, you type in A in iHeart, maybe our thing comes up first.
Right away. Not right away, but I mean.
Well, yeah. Right there.
Or if someone types in, like, you know, having one drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to have one drink. Bam, we're definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Or just one.
I think that's honestly such a, it's almost a gift when you're doing a podcast that you can be on this platform that I like that Rover's Morning Glory is, like, that's to me, that's huge.
It's great.
It's really important.
And also you can keep the statistics, like, you know, people in Europe, Japan, China, you know, people are listening all over the world. Not a lot, but we have some.
Yeah, but still, even one person who's listening from even a different state, I'd be like, cool, man, that's fucking awesome.
And
thank
Peggy
in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Like, cool. That's...
And when you get into like the podcast and the social media stuff about it, it's literally one click away. Like, mm-hmm. I share all my stuff on Twitter, it's all the social media platforms. If someone comes across it and clicks it, you know, and they happen to be like semi-famous or whatever, they click it, goes to their followers. They, you know, mm-hmm. their followers, and then it's just it's just a one click away, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Now, when you guys started this, like, I only really knew that Joe Rogan had a podcast. Like, I didn't pay attention to the fact that because you always hear about the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
He is, you know, he does a million different things, which I guess is why he gets that exposure.
But the main
podcasts to me were like, fucking, what even is that? You know what I mean? But it's still,
they had a weird stigma for like a long time. You know what I mean?
And
like,
I don't
thinking
know
like
why.
You were listening to like a medical forum, or it was like a TED Talk thing, or like,
and that's a podcast.
You know what I mean? It wasn't
everything.
It didn't used to be like an entertainment outlet,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, you listen to a funny podcast, you know what I mean? It's just,
it could have been informational or educational, or it was bullshit humor,
right? Yep.
But I do feel like there was a stigma behind it,
mm-hmm. definitely.
And this is the thing that sucks is now celebrities are doing it.
Yeah, it's because they don't got shit to do,
and now they just take all the, you know.
My favorite show of all time, Arrested Development.
Yeah, it was a great show.
What's his name? Will Arnett.
Arnett.
And Jason Bateman just sold their podcast for like $100 billion to someone.
That'll be us one
day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you can make money.
Jason Bateman's Jewish.
You just have to make it.
Won't get his money.
There's money in it. You just got to get to that. Little platform.
I love, like, I don't think you guys are in it for
the money. No, like I said, when we started this show, we just wanted to do it, and then we were like, wow, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fun. We have fun every. If he and I just got together every Saturday at.
You'd be doing this anyway.
We would be sitting on his couch doing this exact same stupid shit.
That's what we're like, literally.
So why not?
Right.
Why not?
And then, you know what? One day, if it does take off for us, but we work at it, though. You know what I mean? It's not like we don't work at it.
You're constantly going back to the drawing board.
Adding a little bit here and there, so it's not like all at one freaking time.
Yep.
Which is the beauty of
trying to do
you guys recording.
Trying to do all of it at once.
I mean,
you just got to pick one goal at a time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where do we want to be next month?
Right.
And how do we
one,
get there?
One media
you know what I mean?
At a time.
Yeah.
Until
and we're getting,
we get established.
Yeah, we get like a... So for YouTube to get a subscribe on YouTube, it's kind of hard because a lot of people aren't subscribed.
But I heard it was... No, I heard YouTube was like stricter or something.
I mean, they're pretty strict, but not a lot of people are on YouTube. Like, people watch YouTube for like fixing things and stuff like that, but
I also heard you can't curse on YouTube.
Oh, you can.
No, you can. You just have to. There's a box that you have to click when you upload the video on whether it's mature content.
Well, yeah. If you do curse on it, you don't get paid through YouTube. They won't pay you.
No, they still.
No,
they will.
They still do.
Yeah.
Again, it's just they filter it to different audiences though.
Okay.
So like, some teenager is not going to come across.
Right.
You know, the show, if that mature content is clicked. You
if
know
I say
it's,
fuck 100 times in 3 minutes,
right.
my target audience is not 9-year-olds looking for TikTok videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
TikTok does not
look for
them.
But I do hope you guys do start this podcast, because I feel it'll be damn good.
I think it'll be good. I'll definitely listen. I'll definitely listen.
It will either be good or in the midst of the first episode, I will set the studio on fire. It's one or the other. I'll set it on fire just to prove a point. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
I believe you will too.
I will.
WMC.
I called the fire department last night. Don't make me call the fire department.
President.
No, you're vice president. I'll tell you what. Let's settle this right now on the show.
Excuse me.
Okay. Excuse me. Short story. Right. Short story, real quick. It's when.
Don't listen to his bullshit.
It's when Sons of Anarchy came out, right? Yeah. Sons of Anarchy was out, and we had both been watching the show, and he was still working at Sticky Lips, so he was coming in the restaurant all the time, and you know, we would just sit there at the bar and bullshit back and forth for hours, he and I. So we got talking about that show one day, and then we were like, we should start a. Motorcycle club, but neither one of us had motorcycles or leather vests. Or
we were the biggest liars of all time. We really were the biggest, what?
But we did. We started our own. It's Wrecking Crew Militia.
Yeah,
WCM. And so, but we couldn't decide who was going to be the president and who was going to be the vice president.
Our egos got our shallow egos.
Right.
Almost destroyed our friendship.
Over a thing that didn't actually exist.
Yep, right. Yep.
It was just a couple assholes that took too many shots.
Fuck your Harley.
You ain't going to be the president. I'm starting my own. So then we decided that the only way that you could become president was you had to battle rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
That's how a man handles things.
Best 2 out of 3, and that person would be president. You couldn't re-challenge.
Okay.
What do we do? What was it, a month before a re-challenge?
Yes. I believe it was one month before you were allowed to.
Yeah,
you couldn't even really address it.
Right.
Now you could talk shit and be like, all right, okay. Yeah. but you had to be respectful as well. Like, all right, president.
So winning this...
But that goodbye, though, if you lost, it would be like, all right, Prez.
No. And then I would leave and call my mom.
So are you right
now? I hate him, Mom.
Are you right now going to have the first paper, scissors battle on One Drink Podcast?
On One Drink Podcast.
Yes.
For the presidency.
All right.
I'm going to be pissed if I lose.
Hold on, I gotta stretch. Got to work out the...
Here we go.
Got to work out the presidential muscles. Here, stretch. Move my arm this way.
Boy, just sit down and let's do this.
All right, ready?
No.
You're good. Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Thank you. That's one.
Ooh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Baby, you always go scissors second.
I'll burn this place down. I'm just joking.
All right, ready?
Hold on. Gotta feel it. Jesus, bring it in, man.
For the record, he's lost far more times than he's ever won.
For the record.
You won't admit it.
For the record.
You won't admit it.
I am currently president. He wants
he's
to
not.
Deny that.
He's not.
Bullshit.
All right, you ready?
President.
Video
crap. Paper, scissors, shoot. What? Oh my god.
Alright, Prez.
IVP. Alright.
Fucking bitch.
Alright, you got it.
You listen to my podcast and not this VP's. It's not going to go to my head just because I'm the president.
I like letting him win every now and then because it's rare that he ever does.
It's like giving back.
So who else is in this club? Is it
nobody?
You two?
It's just us.
No.
Well, we had Todd and Ben for a while, but
I just joined.
They flaked out.
Do you remember how... All right, so...
I just joined.
Do you know... No, 100%
no. No, you're off.
So, you know how, like, in Sons of Anarchy, they had, like, prospects, right?
Never seen the show.
All right. So, there are prospects, right? Which means you'll probably never make it. We made Todd a prospect for, like, a year. And then every time he's like, am I in the club yet? We'd be like, no. Like, you have another week to prove yourself. And then Todd would basically, he'd be like... When we would leave Quimby's and there was Z and I, like, dude, why the fuck am I in the club? I was like, why are you talking to me out of the presence of either the president or VP? Like, we have to make these decisions together. So now you've deducted 2 weeks. Like, you're back on probation. And then there was Derek for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to be the enforcer.
Wait,
he made himself the enforcer.
He wanted to be Sergeant at Arms.
Yeah. And we were both like, you're a prospect. Like, yes, Derek. Yeah,
should have just been like, well, you have to buy me drinks for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, no, I exploited every part of that. Trust me, yes. I did that at all turns, okay? Yeah,
but the regime changed so often between he and I. Yeah. And we would have these massive battles in the middle of Quimby's, too. Oh. Like people would stand in a circle.
No.
10, 20 people would watch us. Make
he is not, well, because everyone knew.
Right.
Well, a majority of the people knew of this view.
This dumb shit.
Yes. Yeah. So it was like the Rome Coliseum.
Too, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, stretching it out, take the hoodie off, throw
he'd
the hat.
Stretch, I would yell. And like, so it got to the point where people like were invested.
Yeah.
People were invested
well, when
in
you
this.
See, when you see two people getting real cracked out about
rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. If I see that, I'm going to be like,
I'm in there. I might start throwing money, like,
right.
I'm like the strong guy. Right. Like,
I got $5 on scissors, $5 on scissors.
And actually, I don't. I have to pay my tab. Like, I don't have no money on either of them. But good luck. Good luck to that guy.
All right. So anyways, to wrap this up, you guys are starting your own podcast. We're super excited about it.
Yes.
We'll definitely be some of your first listeners.
We appreciate the support very much, guys. And we appreciate you bringing us on an established podcast.
For sure. Yep.
You didn't have to take that chance. I know that, it was a difficult decision for you guys because she's here.
It was mostly you.
100%.
It was mostly because of you.
Wait.
Good.
Good.
Friends.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not backing down.
He just likes it when I say Prez.
Yeah.
It's an ego thing for him. He doesn't really care. Everybody
that's
knows
a real
VP
boy
has
penis.
Everybody knows that VP has the real power anyways. President is just a figurehead.
Right.
Which is all he wants to do anyways.
Listen, whatever.
So yeah, come back anytime.
Yep.
When you start your podcast and when you do get established, we will come on your show.
Yeah.
For sure. And have another great conversation of whatever.
Yep. So, just in conclusion, and listen to this, we are not going to go live right off the bat.
Okay.
It's just not going
to
happen.
I wouldn't do that.
All right, so.
You could try it. I would try with Facebook first.
Yeah.
I'll mute you.
You
have like 12 Facebook friends. I mean, that's not gonna
help. It'd be like the muted podcast.
Yeah,
the muted podcast.
And also, wait, perfect. Also, when this comes out, this show, I'll share it to each of your Facebooks.
Yeah, please do.
I have like 500 friends on Facebook, so I'll kill you.
Have I said anything that I? Yeah, no, don't share. I talked about Reed.
No, he casted it. It's all social.
Yes. And again, Reed.
You win.
I think you're wonderful.
You win. We already said that.
All right, but anyways, guys, we'll be sure to post all their information down in the description below and add that to all of our social media
posts when their
podcast first airs. Don't forget, you can check out all these shows every Wednesday. Also, our history shows every Monday, both on Facebook and YouTube, as well as all major platforms. Don't forget, please hit that sub button.
Yes.
Click the bell notifications to be the first ones notified when all of our new episodes hit.
That's
Until next time, guys. Cheers.